Hello and welcome to another episode on The Gist with Naya. How are you guys doing? How is everything going today? I hope that this weekend is going to be a very lovely weekend for us. And I hope work is going fine, business is moving, and then school is there. And then I just hope that everybody's having a lovely, lovely time. Hope it's not too hot, because it is hot down here, but still on still. We have got it together. So I hope everyone is doing great. And also, I want to say thank you for listening to my last podcast. Yep, this is another episode on The Gist with Naya. And like I said before on the last episode, I said that we were not done with the mistakes we make in our use of English. So this is just a continuation of the last episode. So I hope that you learned something from today's episode too. Remember, on The Gist with Naya, we do not just gist and gist away, but we gist the action. So these are practical things that we need to learn and be better in everything that we do. Okay, so the last episode, I gave down a lot of words that we use wrongly, and I also gave the correct usage of those words and also the right spelling of some words, you know, because some of us make mistakes in our spelling, some of us make mistakes when we speak or even when we write. So I was able to give us the correct usage of those words. So today I'm also going to be doing the same thing. I'm going to be calling out some words and giving us the correct thing. Now, the first word or the first statement here is, you hear a lot of people say, worse comes to worse is very wrong. The correct thing to say is worse comes to worst. Worse comes to worst. Now, it is degraded from one negative to the lowest possible, because what you're talking about is like, you know, so it has to be degraded from one negative to the lowest possible. So it is not worse comes to worst. It is worse comes to worst. Then again, you see some people write, irregardless of what she says, I don't care. There is nothing like irregardless. Regardless is the correct thing to say. There is nothing like irregardless. So when you want to use the word, you say regardless. Irregardless is just like a tautology. So just say regardless. Then we also have some people say, what is the time in your watch? What is the time in your watch? That is absolutely incorrect to say. The correct thing to say is, what is the time by your watch? What is the time by your watch? Not what is the time in your watch. Then again, there is a word that is spelled, there is a word diary. Yes. Now the word diary can be spelled D-A-I-R-Y or D-I-A-R-Y. They are pronounced the same way, but spelled differently, and they mean two different things. So D-A-I-R-Y refers to dairy products like milk and, you know, stuff that are used to make our chocolate and milk and some other food products. That is diary. Then D-I-A-R-Y is like a secret book. It's a confidential book where you put down personal stuff. So they are pronounced the same way, but they are spelt differently and they mean two different things. Then another one is root. A lot of people, you hear a lot of people say it's not pronounced root, it's pronounced route. Well, whether you say root or route, you are still correct. The only difference is that one is the British English and the other is American English. Now, route is American English and route is British English. So please, we can stop the fight and the argument about the correct thing to say, because you are actually correct if you say route or route. Then again, this particular one, I am guilty of it as well. When someone is talking to you and you like probably didn't hear what the person said, you say, sorry. Well, using sorry is actually wrong. The correct thing to say is pardon me, or I beg your pardon. You don't say sorry or excuse me. You say pardon or I beg your pardon. I did not get what you said. So let's be careful of that, because sometimes it happens a whole lot. Somebody's saying something you don't understand and you're like, sorry, I didn't get you. But the correct thing to say is, I beg your pardon, or pardon, I did not get what you said. Yes. Then again, the word gigantic. A lot of people pronounce it as gigantic, but it is not gigantic. It is pronounced gigantic, not gigantic. It is pronounced gigantic. So let's be careful of that. And also, we hear some people say castle, apostle. It is not castle or apostle. It is castle or apostle, not castle, not Newcastle. It is Newcastle or apostle. Yes, that's the correct thing to say. Then again, a lot of people find it difficult to pronounce a particular day of the week, and that is Wednesday. You hear people say Wednesday. It's not Wednesday. It's not Wednesday, but it is pronounced Wednesday. Wednesday, not Wednesday. It is Wednesday. Wednesday is the correct thing to say. Also, some people say this dress is different than, or the red dress is different than the blue dress in so many ways. That is wrong to say. The correct thing to say is the red dress is different from the blue dress in so many ways. So let's be careful of that, because some people do that a whole lot. Then again, I have another one, which is, okay, I want to give an example. Rehoboth Stores makes cake, but they took too long to deliver mine. Rehoboth Stores makes cake, but they took too long to deliver mine. Now, that's a correct thing to say. The correct thing to say is Rehoboth Stores makes cake, but it took too long to deliver mine. Not they, but it. It took too long to deliver mine. And why is, you don't use plural words to identify a brand. You use singular words. So let's be careful of that. You don't use plural words to identify a brand. You use singular words. So instead of they, it becomes it. You don't say they, but you say it. And again, for those football lovers who say it is Baka, we know that you are used to saying Baka, Baka, Baka. But truthfully, the correct thing is not Baka, but Barca. Like saying B-A-R-S-A, Barca. It is Barcelona and not Barcelona. Oh my God. Whatever it is. But it is Barca and not Baka. I know even after saying this, a lot of people will say, whoa, Bagbe. Now wait till we know be that. But just to be in the know, it is pronounced Barca and not Baka. Another one is paid. You see people spell P-A-I-D as P-A-Y-E-D. That is absolutely incorrect. Paid is P-A-I-D and not P-A-Y-E-D. Let us also be, be aware of that particular one too. It's P-A-I-D, not P-A-Y-E-D. Then again, I'm sure for those people who will body plane, you hear them say, fasten your seatbelt. The Nigerian man will say, fasten your seatbelt. But truthfully, the word is not pronounced fasten. It is pronounced fasten, as in F-A-S-I-N, fasten, not fasting. It is pronounced fasten your seatbelt. Then again, some people actually don't know which one is correct, so they just use anyone. Like when you say, spell the word H-O-N-E-S-T, as in honest, some people pronounce it as honest. Honest or honor or hour. It is not pronounced that. The H is silent. So it is ah, honor, honest. Okay, so let's be mindful about that. Then again, the word spelled I-S-S-U-E, which people pronounce as issue, is not issue. It is issue. I-S-H-O-O-S. Issue, not issue. It is issue. That's the pronunciation of that particular word. Then you hear a lot of people say that vehicle is bad. It is not vehicle. It is vehicle. Vehicle. It's pronounced vehicle, not vehicle. And the word verbatim, some people pronounce it as verbatim. But the real pronunciation of that word is verbatim. Verbatim, as in verbatim, verbatim. That's how it should sound. Verbatim. For those people who say, pass me my towel. It is not towel, it is towel. Towel, as in T-A-W-U-L, towel. Pass me my towel, not pass me my towel. Yep. And the word P-O-I-G-N-A-N-T, the word P-O-I-G-N-A-N-T is not pronounced poignant. It is pronounced poignant. Poignant. The G is silent, so it is pronounced poignant. Yep. So thank you so much, guys. I'm only going to say this. I know there are a whole lot more mistakes that we make. So feel free to send me a message and let me know as well, because I can't know it all. I've been able to give the ones I know. And if there is anyone I'm missing out, please feel free to send me a message and let us all learn from you. But before I end this podcast, I'm going to say that for us to avoid mistakes in our English, whether in writing, in speaking, or spelling, we should make sure that we learn to use simple language. The way you read a Wole Soyinka book is different from how you're able to comprehend from a Chimamanda book. Chimamanda writes in easy words, relatable words. Wole Soyinka writes in very complex words. So there are two different people with two different writing style and two different ways of comprehension. So know how and what is suitable for you. Don't use ambiguous words because you think that when you use ambiguous words, you have arrived. People will think that you know it all. People will think that you are really vast and you're well read and you are good at what you do. Meanwhile, you are actually saying nonsense, or you're saying something that does not even relate at all. So we should learn to use simple language. If you know that you are not one to speak ambiguous words or use big words, then use simple words that people can understand and relate to. Another thing is, you have to be slow and careful. If you're not sure on how to say something, or if you're not sure of the spelling of a particular word, come on, it's either you use the dictionary or just eliminate that word or just don't say it at all, because you might end up saying something that will put people off balance or put people off track. So if you are not sure, do not say it. Be slow and careful. Think before you talk. Think about what you want to say before you say it. And then use the dictionary always. Let us imbibe the culture of using the dictionary. When you hear a new word that you're not familiar with, always make sure that you use the dictionary. Now life is made easier. You have dictionary on your mobile phones, so you can always download them and make sure that you use the dictionary always. For me, what I do is whenever I want to use a word and I probably can't remember what it means, or I'm not so sure about what it means, or somebody uses something that I'm not familiar with, I just go straight to my dictionary and check it out to learn something new. So make sure that you're learning, even if it's 3 words a day, make sure that you're learning new words every day so that you don't look at other people and feel like, and are you no pass? You can also no pass. So always make sure that you make use of the dictionary and imbibe the habit of reading. imbibe the habit of reading. I know a lot of people say, I don't have time to read, I don't have time to, I beg, just show me video or play music or something, don't tell me to read. But no man is an island. You have to keep learning, you have to relearn and unlearn. So you must be able to read. You must read. You must read to know. Yep. And from reading, you learn new words. So when you see a new word, you're able to check your dictionary and it makes whatever you're reading understandable. So thank you so much, guys, for listening on The Gist with Naya. I'm really, really grateful to everyone who takes time out to listen. Every time I share it on every social media platform, I'm grateful and I love you guys. I appreciate you guys for everything. Thank you so much. See you guys in my next episode on The Gist with Naya. Love you. Mwah.